The Weekly Conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, Satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everybody. Welcome to the Mission in Maitreya's Conversation Room. For those who have not been in the room or are not familiar with our teachings, this is the revelation that has been foretold and prophesied to come at the end time, as in the revelation in the book Bible, the seven seals are referring to seven revelation from God through the Spirit of God and His prophets to humanity. And when this seventh revelation comes to man, the mystery of God will finish. This has been fulfilled, and the last revelation of God has come to man, and humanity is called again to forgo their own understanding, religion, dogmas, superstition, belief, and expand themselves to see the work of God and the plan that has been working on for the last 12,000 years. But for the last 6,000 years, there have been so many revelations to man that now there is separation between human and human, because they think God only sent one revelation, and it is their religion, and also a lot of dogmas and intellectualization and misconception have come to humanity, that now they don't even see the oneness of God, and in God being one has been completely covered, so they cannot even believe that there is only one God and they're all His children, and what they have as their religion is only a part of a greater truth. Now this greater truth has come to man, and they have been called to forgo their misconception and narrow understanding that they have and expand themselves to a greater revelation. Of course, humanity is not yet ready for this leap of consciousness. They're still separating themselves by religion, by gender, nationality, race, and all the ideas that separate them. Therefore, this revelation is way ahead of them, and we are dealing with the situation that they have not yet are able to come together. So it's very well understandable. Joe Laser is asking, do you believe you are the Messiah, the Christ? It doesn't make any difference if I believe that or not. It is you who have to prove it to yourself to see if that is the truth. Therefore, God has already given all the proof that any man needs to know. It is with you that have to prove it yourself and see the proof that God has revealed to humanity, and it is you have to see how God fulfilled the prophecies, and therefore eventually come to conclusion if that is true or not. They asked the same question from Christ. He said, if I say I am, you won't believe it. And if I say I am not, I am lying. Therefore, what the difference does it make? What do I think? You have to see how this revelation and the coming of this truth is been foretold, how it's revealed to humanity, that indeed this is the revelation God will send to them. Therefore, go study our teaching, see how the prophecies are fulfilled, how the foretelling of this teaching are indeed based on the Word of God, and draw your own conclusion. That is the question that you can't ask anybody, and nobody can really convince you. And those who are in the mission and they are with us and believe what we say and this teaching, they have convinced themselves. No one can convince anybody, and they should not, actually. Each person should go, study, knock, search, and eventually come to the conclusion if this is true or not. Therefore, that is the only question probably you have really to work on yourself. Answer is being given. This is the answer. You go and you prove it to yourself if this is the truth or not. So if you cannot prove it, then in our mind, you are not an elect. As simple as that. You are probably attached to a religion, one teachings, and your dogmas and your understanding is not letting you see the vision of God. So that is how this question will be answered, by realizing that you have to prove it yourself. It is all very easily provable, as prophecy has already clearly states that many will come and call themselves Christ and believe they are Christ, but that doesn't prove nothing. That's exactly what the scripture says, that those who believe they are Christ, they call themselves Christ and come and tell humanity they are Christ, they are not the one. That is exactly what happened in this case. It was another gentleman in England who took advertisement all over the earth and said that Maitreya is the Christ. Therefore, Maitreya himself never said he is Christ, but other people who realized that such a revelation will come to humanity already claimed him to be what humanity is waiting for. Many people come to our rooms and they say they are gods. Sound like only they are gods and nobody else is. And therefore they have to realize also all humanity have the essence of God in them and they are God. And you can be Christ also when you overcome. That's the promise of God. Whoever overcometh will become my son. Of course, my son doesn't mean that God came and had a relationship with a woman and have a child as a physical child of God, but it means that you will have the spirit of God and sameness as God on earth. You become in an image of God. What is the Son? Son is in the image of the Father, and therefore you become a son of God. God is pure, God is sinless, God is perfect, and therefore God and the person who is in his image are Father and Son. And if this is explained to those that they say God doesn't have any son, they will realize even their prophet will accept this explanation. And instead of believing that God came and had a relationship with Mary and then have a physical son. How can being which is a spirit have a physical son? He doesn't have any body as a human, therefore the whole idea of God having a physical son is not correct. Therefore we can see how and who the Son of God is. Son of God is in the image of God, in his purity and abundance, and they are one in a spirit. Therefore, this is the promise given to every man and woman that they can become the Son of God by overcoming and becoming in the image of God. Therefore, the question have to be answered by each person for themselves. Is it really a revelation that is been told as the seventh seal will be open at the end time, and after that revelation is revealed to humanity, the tribulation will start. If the prophecies have been fulfilled through this vessel and all that, then you can see that, yes, indeed, God has send his last revelation to man. If I say I'm Christ and you believe it, then you do not really have any strong faith. You just believe it because you want to believe it. It's the same thing, Christ, Messiah, Prophet, Seventh Angel, all of them are the same thing. All of them, again, you have to prove it to yourself. I have proved it to myself, what I believe, but it doesn't make any difference to you. How Christ is pagan. Great, he's saying Christ is pagan. You can explain us in text, or you can have the mic and tell us why Christ is pagan. Because it came from sun worship. Okay, there are a truth in the Son of God and Christ, and there is a man-made Christ or Son of God. Yes, indeed, the idea of the Christ has come from the teaching of Zoroastrian, and eventually the idea that there is going to be a savior from a virgin came to Romans, and when the Christ came, of course, that expectation was fulfilled. But the Romans, of course, they worshipped sun. You're correct. And not only that, Nimrod himself created the idea of Son of God, because Nimrod died and his wife a few years later became pregnant, and his wife told Nimrod has returned to my womb. And therefore Nimrod was God, and what conceived in my womb is a miracle, and therefore he is, what is in my womb is the Son of God, and I am the Holy Mother, and he created the Holy Mother and Son worshipping. And eventually it came to Roman, and they had the sun, and when the Christ and Christianity came, they replaced the sun as God to as the Son of God. But these are have a higher truth and higher meaning, and that is that the God as the Spirit will send the prophets. And as our teachings indicate clearly, it has nothing to do with the Son. Yes, there is a misunderstanding and there is a misinterpretation. There is an intellectualization of a truth that God will have a physical Son. And also, they replaced the Son as God with the Son of God. You're correct. Yeah, we agree with you on that. But that's not what we teach here or we explain to humanity. God as a spirit went through the seventh step of the eternal divine path and reached light or oneness or similar to God, and that is what we call the Son of God, being in the image of God, being his mouthpiece, being pure and sinless and perfect, as Christ said, be perfect as your Father in heaven, because he is perfect. And we have taught and teach humanity now how to become perfect by following the eternal divine path and letting God come through them. They will become perfect. Therefore, the way has been given how to become a son of God. All of you have the potential of becoming in the image of God and perfect and manifest his quality. Therefore, they're not talking about the Son as God or a physical Son as Nimrod, and many Christians believe that Christ came as a physical Son of God. Those are pagan belief and ideas. You are absolutely correct in that, but we do separate the truth, which is the promise that God has given to every humanity, that if they overcome, they will become the Son of God. And that is at the end of the revelation in the Bible. I think it's chapter 23 or 22, that clearly God is promising all humanity that if they overcome, it has nothing to do with religion. It doesn't mean if you are Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist or Christian or Jews or Baha'is or any other religion, you will become son of God. The only requirement is to overcome. Therefore, the way is purified here. It's not a dogmatic religion, believing in a series of dogmas, and therefore you go to God. No, you have to put an effort. You have to meditate. You have to awaken your spiritual forces. You have to deeply look at yourself and our teaching and see correct explanation of the Son of God and separate the dogmas and pagan ideas from the truth and reality and purity, and then come to the conclusion, yes, indeed, this revelation and these teachings has already purified and explained and separated the chaff from the wheat, and therefore you see the wheat and you take the chaff away and you understand, yes, there is some pagan ideas which has crept in God's revelation, but the truth has purified and have come to humanity now. So that is why we can see clearly that now it is explained and purified and separated the pagan ideas from correction. Okay, I'm going to leave, but I want to warning you, I repented. Kingdom of Yah is at hand. Yah's wrath is nothing to play with. We agree with you, and we warn you also that if you believe anything else but this revelation, the wrath of God indeed will come to you, and you do not play with the fire that has come to purify humanity. Humanity and earth already is in turmoil because of this revelation. And this revelation clearly has come with clear signs and understanding to humanity. Mike Biker has a question. Go ahead.
Hi. So why are you afraid to answer my question, what you think of yourself? I know what I think. I think you're just another guru.
Okay, well, if you believe I am the guru, then to you, I am a guru, and that's it. It's the end of the story. Why are you so insistent to receive an answer that has been already given to you. Why? You insist in something that is already explained to you. It doesn't make any difference. If I say who I am, the most important is who you think I am. If you think I'm a guru, that's end of the story. Your question is already answered for you, and that's where you are, and that's what you believe. So the answer is, again, each person have to search, they knock, they ask question, and see for themselves what is the truth which has come to humanity, and just being insistent in what one person believe is absolutely shows that we are not really a seeker, but we are wanting to prove that we are correct. And that, of course, takes us away from realizing the truth from God, because we are insistent to believe that or prove that we are correct, and that creates, of course, separation and not a seeker. So the answer is, again, each person have to prove it to themselves. Great Izya is saying, so are you Messiah? It is the same question, isn't it? Are you person is going to be proving that to yourself or not? Okay, Great Izya, go ahead. But don't waste our time and your time by, you know, insisting on the thing that has been already answered. Go ahead, Great.
Well, first, I just came in on the room. I have visited the webpage, and I have read a couple of different webpages, and my intent is only to seek truth. The questions I do have, though, are more so dealing with the universalism that you are bringing to the table, adding all religions as one, when in all actuality, truth is truth, and you cannot bring everything together, because a lot of religions are based off of heathenism, and Yah is not an L of heathenism. He does not deal with that type of stuff. And I know that you know who Yah is, because your name actually has Yah in it. And when I read your site, it said that what your name meant, it had something to do with God. And Yah and God are not equivalent. So can you please answer how you are bringing all these universal laws and all these universal religions together when there's so much sun worship in that type of stuff, and paganism and heathenism, which is not of Yah? So can you please answer that, please?
Sure, that is a very good question. Great. And indeed, we are here to discuss the same kind of a question you just brought up. The name Yah is another name for God. Actually, that is a mantra, and it has a great effect on a spirit. God really stands for generator, operator, and destroyer. In English, they call it God. In Arabic, they call it Allah. In Hinduism, they call it Brahma. So it's just a name. It is not his correct name. God has one name which cannot be pronounced or uttered in external world, and that is his holy name that nobody knows but he who God reveals it to him. Therefore, Yah is another name which can be pronounced outwardly, but it also has a great effect on the consciousness, as like Jehovah, just Zachariah, like many, many names in Bible, if you look at them, they end with Yah. Even Allah, you know, just has a kind of a Yah at the end, and therefore it is a very subtle vibration that has an effect on human consciousness. So you can say it is one of the subtlest names for God on the manifested world. But the true name of God is only one, and it's within you. It cannot be altered. The moment you alter it or try to pronounce it, it no longer is his name. That is why the Hebrews were forbidden to alter the name of God. And even they call it Yotevote without no vowel on it. And therefore, they were saying that you cannot pronounce the name of God. The moment you don't have any vowel in a word, it's not pronounceable. You never can use consonants for talking or manifesting a word. Therefore, Hebrews knew very well that the name of God is not pronounceable, and therefore any name, Yahweh, Yah, God, Allah, or any other name that human pronounce it, it cannot be the name of God. We can see clearly that none of the names that can be pronounced can be the name of God. But Yah is one of the subtle names of Allah. It's from Elohim, Lab Ilah, from all the names that they used to use in the old time in the Bible. So the name Allah actually is related to the sacred names of the Bible from the past. So we can see all of them related. That is why when Moses said, "What is your name?" asked God, he said, "I am that I am. I just am, and you cannot pronounce my name," and all that. So we can see all this completely explained that there is no name that can be pronounced in the external world that can be his sacred name or real name of God. Now, how we separated and purified all these pagan ideas from the truth and brought to humanity, and how we claim that all religion can be unified, because it has been prophesied. It has been in the consciousness of God for the last 12,000 years. He clearly said, "I will send seven revelation, seven seals." He also revealed to his prophets that the end time will be sealed and not going to be revealed to anybody, not even to Daniel, not even to all the old prophets, not even to major manifestations like Muhammad and Bob and Christ and Moses and Abraham. None of them will be revealing the whole truth until the seventh angel comes. And therefore, the end time was sealed to everybody. Now, this revelation has come to humanity. This is explaining what God has been doing all this time to this point. That's why it makes sense. Those who really seen the vision, have understood the teaching, have seen the revelation, it makes sense, and the unification of our religion is possible. Because God did it, God knew it, God sent it to humanity. Now it has come to man clearly how it can be done, and it can be done, it's done already. There is no separation between the religions, and the essence of all the revelation of God each have a message for humanity, and when we go to that essence and you put them together, it will reveal to you a path which guide you and lead you to God. And that is how it's not a pagan ideas, what we teach here, but pagans have corrupted the ideas and revelation and truth of God. Go ahead. Great.
What you mentioned, God, Allah, all those names that you mentioned are actually, all those words that you mentioned are actually titles. Yah, there's only one name that the Creator gave us, which would have been Yahweh, Yah being the poetic form. So all those other titles are only titles, just like Father is a title or Abba. As far as all the unification of these religions, Yah is one, and Yah's truth is Yah's truth. There's no way to mix heathenistic beliefs with Yah's word. And there are many books that speak about this type of stuff that's going on. I don't doubt the fact that you might have, from what I read, these powers to where you have disappeared or stuff like that. I don't doubt that because Yah prophesied about that type of stuff being in the hands of the anti-Mashiach or anti-Messiah. So in saying all of that, I just do not doubt the fact that you could do all of that. But what my question is, how are you Messiah? What makes you different than the rest of the people who are saying that they are Messiah? I read that, you know, you have a spirit in you that has been around for 2,000 years, so I'm trying to get a total understanding of who you are and what you're saying that you are. So can you please answer that? I know that you maybe answered that before, but I'm just not totally understanding who you're saying you are and the idea of bringing everything together, because that is not from the teachings that I've read, not of Yah.
Sure, Strick. Actually, that question shows me very clearly that you do not know about our teachings, you do not know what we claim, and you're not familiar with our approach and revelation and explanation of God, Messiah, Antichrist, and how this revelation indeed is based on the Word of God, and it does not contradict God's Word and His revelation. Again, we ask everybody to seek, read, understand our teaching first before they jump to the conclusion. I do not disappear. I do not do miracles at all. The only miracle I have given to humanity is the message that have been sent to humanity. And actually, this time, the emphasis is the message. It's been proven again and again in the past that miracles does not make a better believer. And actually, people become so attached to the miracles and the Messiah and what he did, they forget to go to God. And the Messiah or the teacher or the prophet become an obstacle in their way when he was supposed to be the guiding light for them and take them to God. Therefore, all your assumption that I disappear, I don't do a miracle, I appear in the windows and this and that is your understanding from the teaching that Mr. Cram is bringing to humanity and explaining that his Messiah was in Africa and suddenly disappeared, and you still are in that wrong impression that this Maitreya is the same as Maitreya that Mr. Cram is espousing. Never in our teaching or in the Maitreya.org is anything about me disappearing and reappearing and all that. Actually, God this time has made it very clear that if you are seeking the miracles and healing and external manifestation of God's power, you're not really seeking the truth. The truth is that God sends seven revelation, seven seals, and these seven seals shows the path to return to God. And that is the essence of our teachings, and that's all I'm going to give you. And that message has been prophesied to come by God and said, at the end time, my mystery will be finished, and that has been fulfilled. Therefore, you have to overcome your understanding and come to the understanding of God and His revelation and His way of showing the truth of God on earth. Again, that's why you're asking everybody goes to our website. Everybody goes and see the truth and become familiar with what we say, not go with the propaganda and other groups' ability to draw on our teachings because they have more resources and ability to propagate their ideas, and therefore they're more well-known than we are. But the truth is, we do not claim any of those things that you accused us of, and therefore we cannot be Antichrist. You are indeed are correct. Many will come and will manifest great miracles or great powers, but they are not the Christ. They themselves call themselves Christ, and I have never called myself that, but others called that, and revealed to humanity. Therefore, to have come to indeed the teaching of Christ that he's been prophesied to come and reveal these teachings, and actually you seem to know a lot about a lot of truth that we already revealed to humanity, but you are still, of course, following a group that believe the name of God is Yah. And as we said, the name of God cannot be pronounced and uttered. And therefore, no matter what you call God in the manifested world, it is not his correct name. But you are correct, we believe and I agree with you that there many will come in the name of Christ, only the one who fulfills the prophecies, whose genealogy has been airtight, connects him to the King David, and bring the revelation of the seven seals, and open the seven seals, and reveal the truth of God, and what he has been doing, and calls the elect, those who indeed have been purified themselves, and probably have been martyred, and become saints in the previous lifetimes. Now they have been called, and they will not seek the healing. They're not going to seek for the miracles. They seek the truth, and the truth is in our teachings. And I hope that answers your question, but if you have a follow-up, just go ahead and raise your hand. But there have been a question. The body of Christ is asking, what is the purpose of life? That has been answered in our teaching, in our mantra. That is called Hush Mantra, or greatest mantra on earth. And that says the goal of the life is to become divine. Of course, how you become divine? You follow eternal divine path. An eternal divine path is the essence of our teachings. It teaches that the first step in the eternal divine path is to awaken your spiritual forces. How do you awake your spiritual forces? That is the teaching of the mystical path, like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and many, many other disciplines that teaches that be still and know that I am God, know thyself, know that you are a part of God. And therefore, that part is the first step, and that can be done with prayer, with meditation, with contemplation, with chanting, dancing, and many other disciplines has been given to humanity to follow and to awaken the spiritual forces. When you awaken the spiritual forces, you realize that your essence is the same as God, because all the creation has been created with the essence of God. And therefore, every atom has the essence of God in it. That is why God is everything. Because God is everything, therefore you are a part of God, and you can become the Son of God by realizing that your essence and God are one. That's the first step in the eternal divine path. The next step has been given in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, God is trying to find a people, a community, as the 12 tribes of Israel, and these 12 tribes of Israel are supposed to accept God as their king, as their leader, as their source of truth, and follow him. And the triangle upward in the Hebrew symbol is to reach to God, and triangle downward is the spirit of God reaching to man. And therefore, the next step is to create the community of light based on God's word and God's law and the truth. And that, of course, have come in the Old Testament. And in order to create such a communities, a sacrifice is necessary. Christ came to reveal that part of God's plan. And in that plan, God revealed to humanity that without sacrifice, communities of light cannot be created. And therefore, he sent Christ and Christianity, and the message is the sacrifice and not being self-centered. With all these things, you still will not free yourself from being attached to the result of your action. That is then the coming of the Prophet Muhammad, which was prophesied to come, is revealed to humanity. God promised both Ishmael and Isaac to have a Messiah or a prophet come from them, and he fulfilled them. Christ came from Isaac, and Prophet Muhammad came from Ishmael, and the message of Prophet Muhammad was surrender and submission to God. And actually, that was the lesson that Christ learned at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he realized that your will be done, not mine. And the next lifetime, he brought the message of Islam, which means surrender and submission to God. And with surrender and submission, of course, we are not attached to the result, because we know God is doing it through us. Whatever we do for God, we surrender the result to God. We are not attached to it. Absolutely, we let go of any attachment. Greater than that, of course, is to submit to God and let God do it through us. And that is, of course, the unity between you and God. That is when you indeed let God take over, and you do not exist, but God does. And with this understanding, realizing God is everything, you become a universalist. This was the message of Baha'i and Bab. With this five step, you become an elect. That is what God has been talking about all in his scriptures. And that is how you become divine. That is how you become same as God. So for you realize that God indeed has shown to you how you can become divine. And your next question that's been sent to me is, I am not divine, I am human. I don't need religion to be human. Okay. Well, you say you are not divine, you are human, but Christ and all the prophets have clearly said that your essence and God are one, and you can become the Son of God. And therefore, you are human in the body, but you are one with God in the essence. If you recognize that, you will see that indeed you have the potential to become divine. And therefore, you can be divine. Not only you are human, but you have the potential of to become a God with a small g. So if you understand our teaching, you understand that indeed the way of becoming and returning to God has been given to you. I'll let you have the mic now, but stay on the topic, please. Go ahead. The body.
So how did you become a guru?
All right, it's not like we have people, their ego has been absolutely hurt. Instead of being reasonable, they go to that extreme of being so rude. Those who, of course, have gone through the teaching and they have seen the revelation and the prophecies, they recognize that indeed it is not a guru, it is a fulfillment of the prophecy and teachings. And those who disagree with us, of course, we leave them to God, and they will be dealt with according to their karma. It reminds me of the story of Buddha. One day Buddha was teaching people that they came to hear him. One person like him came and started cursing him, saying almost the same thing or even worse to him. Buddha just sat there and listened to this person very patiently. And at the end, he said, friend, what happens if you give me a gift and I don't accept it? Who is the owner? He said, well, sure, if I give you a gift and you don't accept it, of course, I am the owner, because you didn't accept my gift. Buddha said, okay, whatever you told me, I don't accept. Who is the owner now? So the person who has ego will be affected with such a behavior, and those who do not have ego, what is thrown at them is like a boomerang, will go back to the people who throw it at them. So it is a great karma to be egoistical and not wanting to know the truth and become emotional and become rude, and you will create that karma for yourself. And we pray to God that such a people wake up and understand that they should stop being like that, because nobody is going to get hurt but they themselves. And God made it very clear this time that he wants this revelation to reach those they are called for. That's why he created the internet. in internet that they can throw at us, the cyber stone. God created an environment that the real stone is not thrown at us, which would be okay, but he is very protected of this revelation, and therefore he created an environment that we can reach a whole humanity without the people who do not like what we say being able to throw at us the thing that they used to throw at Christ and Muhammad and Bob and all those beings. So even he created an environment that religion is free, and you can preach your ideas without being afraid that you will be persecuted. But still we can see human is way away from seeking the truth, but they are very attached to the religion, the dogmas, and we are way ahead of humanity in every aspect in our life. Jeep Renegade is asking, what is the topic? The topic is the mission of Maitreya. It is the revelation of the seventh seal. It is opening of what's been prophesied will come at the end time. And if you go to our website, you can read all about it. It is all there. And indeed, our revelation is finished. We have completed and perfected what God has revealed to us. Now is the time of implementation, as we described before. It is the time for the elects come together, and we can work with one another, and they purify themselves and recognize and realize that they cannot ignore the call of God and come together and work toward the creation of the God's kingdom. Go to our website, study our teaching, see the truth, and then come here and ask the correct questions. Because that is the base of our request. Everybody goes to the website and know what our teachings are, and then come here and we can talk about it. Hopefully, we get more people to understand this teaching, and they come here and ask questions about it. I'm very open in discussing the detail and depth of this teaching in a much more greater degree. And of course, it is very obvious when you come to a room in Paltalk like this, you expose yourself to many different energies, and we have to accept that. That is the way of the world, and the world is way away from God and the truth. And now, of course, they can be taught and explained to them how God has sent all these prophecies and revelation and now unify them together. Therefore, it is our work. Those people have seen the vision. Those people who have seen the truth understand that this humanity really needs these teachings and revelation, and therefore they come together and become brothers and sisters. Indeed, those who have seen this vision, they are brothers and sisters, and they are one in God with one another. They go beyond the boundaries of the religion, of nationality, of gender, and all the separating ideas that has been created between man, and they recognize and realize they have to come together. Sifas is asking, are we able to measure the truth that comes from a being, from the benefit that his truth contribute to the spiritual evolution of many people? Yes, indeed, the healing and the oneness and great truth that come from Revealer shows how much that truth is being blessed with the Spirit of God. And indeed, this revelation is the healing power for humanity, and the evolutionary leap that has come to man, and they will be greatly blessed by understanding this and overcoming their narrow understanding and understand what God has been doing, and it will heal humanity, it will heal earth, it will heal nations, people, genders, nationalities. It will expand them to recognize and realize there is only one God. There is not two or three or ten or hundreds or thousand. There is only one God. He has sent all these religions to humanity. your assumption is absolutely correct. That's why emphasis in this time is on the message. It is on the revelation, on the truth. And the more you see this vision, the more you realize how powerful and how healing it is. But also you have to recognize you are way ahead of humanity, all of you, all of those who have seen the vision. You are indeed unique in human nations or human beings. When you believe in this, you will encounter a lot of amazing ideas that is going to come to you and try to change your mind. There's a lot of dogmas, there's a lot of beliefs, there's a lot of misunderstanding, and a lot of desire and ego exists on earth that will become an opposing force for you. But you have to be an elect. An elect is brave. They stand out. They are individuals that accept and follow the path of truth, no matter where it leads them. They are indeed very exceptional human beings that want to be so brave and exceptional. But at the same time, we remember the teaching, subjective approach with objective adjustment. And that means that we constantly work toward bringing the mission to humanity and spreading it out. But at the same time, we adjust ourselves with the situation we are in. That means that wherever we are, we accept and we adjust ourselves, but we never forget where we are going. So the focus will be on the light, the focus would be on the eternal divine path, the focus would be on the mission and the teachings, but at the same time, we know we are living in a world that absolutely have no idea what God was doing, what the truth is, and they are drawn in dogmas and misunderstanding and desires and attachments and all the vice of human. And therefore, we have to become wise like serpents in this environment and be able to be in the world but not of it. And little by little, by education, by spreading the mission, by putting our resources in spreading this world and getting on with the work. You have to really come and participate in any activities mission has and dedicate yourself more and more in becoming an active part of this revelation. When you see the vision, of course, it's between you and God. The more you do not become active and you stay away from it, the more word will get to you and you will be filled with them and their ideas and dogmas, and after a while even fear might come to you and you're afraid because it is so different than what humanity knows. But of course, this is the will of God. This is the word of God that has come to humanity, and he has promised many things in the past. He promised Abram and Abraham that his children will become great, and a Messiah and a prophet will come out both of them. He has fulfilled them. He promised that the Christ will come, and he did. And he promised Bab and Baha'u'llah and all the other prophets come, and the major manifestation will bring this great revelation to humanity. They have. And he also promised that his kingdom will come on earth. So it will. And therefore, our salvation is to recognize and realize that indeed God promises and he fulfills them. And therefore, if he fulfills them, what is the fear or are holding out? What is the call for all of us to see this vision? And our approach is education. Our approach is discussion and teaching people to see this vision as God's revelation and revealed to humanity through a very established way of doing it. God never sent anybody from the sky, and God never sent a Messiah that come and say, yes, be done, and it's done. If he could have done that, he would have done it when in the very beginning of the Bible said, and there was darkness and chaos. If there was darkness and chaos, then God could just say, okay, no darkness, no chaos, and just make that darkness and chaos to go away and join it. He would have done it then. Why would he go through the creation and all the scriptures and prophets and revelations and all that so human to choose to go to light instead of staying in the darkness. So the way is that human has a choice. They can go to darkness, they can go to God, because they have the essence of God in them, and they have the same power of decision-making to stay in the darkness or go to God. And therefore, that choice, that ability to follow their will take them away from God if they will to stay in the darkness. So the whole idea of these revelations, the scriptures, sending of prophets, major manifestation, all this is to educate human to choose the correct path to return to light. And that destruction of that darkness, which has been in creation from the time that the separation started between God and that part of the universe that separated itself and became dark and egoistical and self-centered, and therefore they created such an environment that now, you know, when the truth comes, they cannot see it. They believe the name of God is this, the name of God is that. When God clearly says, you cannot pronounce my name, I am who I am. And the only name I have is within you, and you can hear it only within. Therefore, by understanding, many religion and understanding will go away. You know, Muslim cannot say anymore that his name is Allah, or this person come and say his name is Yah, or this and that. The true name of God cannot be pronounced. It not can be other. If we understand that, then all this belief that the name of God is this and that is going to go away. That unifies right there. I cannot say what the name of God is, and therefore my God and your God is the same. But if I say name of my God is Allah and the name of your God is Yah or Jehovah and this and that, there we go. There's more than one God, and there's the separation, and of course that is based on ego, and destruction will come to them as it is now on earth. Indeed, we have a huge work in front of us, but at the same time we know we are not the doer. God is the doer through us, and we are thus the enjoyer. And as the destruction and tribulation will come to humanity more and more, they eventually have to recognize and realize their way is not working. Their way is destruction and will bring great suffering, which is already on earth. For the last 6,000 years, they have hundreds and thousands of wars, and each of them are justified as being correct and will bring unity to humanity. But none of them have. When God has shown his way how, he can bring peace, unity, and kingdom and acceleration in human evolution through this revelation. And this revelation has greater truth than any other revelation before it. It has a greater healing power than any revelation before it. And now, of course, human have to see this clearly and submit and surrender into it and recognize and realize indeed this is the way to go. So if you really see the truth in this revelation, you can see the greatness of this revelation and how this is the only way to go back to God. And the only way is the eternal divine path. It is not a dogma. It is not something that you say, if I believe a couple of dogmas, I will go to God. It is a path. You have to walk it. If you walk it, you see the benefit. If you don't, you won't. It's just as easy as that. Therefore, anybody who is not walking the path and still they believe that they're going to go to God because they are in this mission or they know me or they have the last revelation of God, still they're not going to make it. You have to walk the path. You have to awaken your spiritual forces. You have to meditate, contemplate, realize, yes, indeed, my essence, I, in me, my spirit and the spirit of God are one. God is within me. Your ego dies every day, and God will come to you a little more every day. Just like that saint in Christianity that said he dies every day in Christ, and Christ will become greater in him. And that is how it should be. Your ego has to die a little bit every day, and God should come through you in a greater degree every day until you reach the point one day that there is nothing left but God. And as one of our members keeps saying, I do not exist. I'm not there. Who is there? God is there. And therefore, you recognize then that you have to create the communities of light. You dedicate your life to create such communities. It's not going to be easy. Creation of communities is not an easy job, because you deal with human ego, and human ego is not purified enough yet to reach the point that they recognize and realize that the community is necessary, it's important, and they would be willing to go through the rest of the eternal divine path. Of course, the next step to creation of the community of light is the sacrifice. You have to come and give up yourself in the community for the good of the community and overcome your ego and be able to not be self-centered and ego-centered, but community-centered and God-centered. And that's, of course, the message of Christianity and Christ. And then after that, you have to surrender and submit. You really have to see what is the will of God for me, why God created me, and why God brought me to this mission. Why He didn't make me a Christian or Jew or a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim, but He revealed to me the seventh seal. He brought me to this mission and said, look, that's what I was doing. I was sending all this seven revelation. Now they're all put together and the last revelation of God have come to me. Why have I been called into it? Can I still stay with my little world and still be unhappy? Why my attachments and desires and wants are being taken away from me? Or, wow, that's great. The less attachment, the less desire, the less things that take me from God is taken away from me, by greater degree I go to God. You have to be thankful. You have to say, great, all these attachments and desires are taken away from me. I'm freer to go to God. Not being unhappy and sitting there and feeling so sorry for yourself because the attachments are gone. You know, you should be rejoicing in that God is purifying your life to get all those attachments and desires away from you, and you become more godly. So that is the next step, to surrender and submit to God, and that is the message of Islam. Islamic people in Islam should recognize that was the message of Prophet Muhammad, and therefore they submit and surrender to the will of God for them. And they also become universal. They recognize and realize God is everything. There is no separation between any part of God from any other part, and therefore you are free from any narrowness of the mind, of a nationality, gender, anything that separates you from recognizing you are a part of the universe. Any narrowness of the mind will be shattered. And shattering of the narrowness of the mind bring expansion, and then you can deal with any person on earth and see the essence of God in them, and therefore you do not separate them from yourself. You would not demonize them, so it's okay to kill them or destroy them, and therefore you bring the peace and unity to humanity. You become a source of unity, you become a source of expansion, and those who do not want to be expanded, leave them to God. You don't have to worry about them. If they don't want to see the vision that we have brought to them, don't worry about them. Let them go their way. Their way is not the way of God, no matter how they put it. The way of God is the eternal divine path. The way of God is meditation, awakening of His person. The way of God is the communities of light, based on God and His laws. The way of God is sacrifice, not being self-centered. The way of God is the surrendering and submission to the will of God. The way of God is expansion of the consciousness and becoming universalist. The way of God is to become an elect. That is what God is looking for elects. Those who do understand the way of God. The way of God is the eternal divine path. And then when they recognize this path and follow it, then they see the benefit. And they are indeed a force of peace and unity on earth. And we need it badly, because there is no unity. There is destruction, there is separation, there is egotism, greed, and all the vice that will destroy man. They have the ability to destroy themselves 50 times, and more people are acquiring atomic bombs and atomic energy, and many people maybe even willing to push the button and blow some part of it. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need somebody push the button as a part of the earth being blown up, and then everybody says, okay, what are we doing here? This destruction will, you know, it will destroy the whole earth. And maybe they start listening to the word of God instead of still yelling at one another and separating religion as they have been doing for thousands of years. Now this revelation is clearly telling them that is not correct. That is not the way of God. The way of God is this. And they can be unified. There are infinite resources in the universe, in the space, and we are still fighting over little resources on Earth. Let's reach out to the space and utilize these infinite resources that we have. They said, no, there's not enough resources for everybody on Earth. So if we don't have enough, somebody else will have it. If we want to live good, we should have as much as we want. And that is, of course, a part of the conflict on Earth, but there is infinite resources in the space, and we can utilize that and again bring peace and unity and oneness with each other. So the path has been given, the way has been shown. We are not false finders. We are not here to say everybody is wrong and therefore they are going to go to destruction, but we don't have any solution for it. This revelation is given the solution. The solution is eternal divine path. The solution is creation of communities of light, bringing the unity to humanity, reaching out to the space for the infinite resources, and therefore we will become united. But united not as an egoistical way as human was before, but by understanding the creation and history as God has revealed to us, and therefore we become godly, we become a spirit. We bring the laws of God and nature to our lives instead of ignoring any natural law that God has given to humanity and replace them with intellectual understanding and put God out of every level of our existence. That will not work. But when we bring those universal law, the natural laws that has been created by nature and God, and bring it to humanity, then we'll have communities based on purity of thought and mind and understanding, and our life become more natural. Actually, we have put the nature and his laws out of our lives, and we have created such an unnatural environment for ourselves that we are not connected with those laws anymore, and we think those laws are not applicable to us any longer. But as we said many times, we cannot break the God's law or natural laws. If you try to break God's law or natural laws, you break yourself against them. And the humanity will recognize and realize very soon, when they go against those laws, they will suffer themselves. Therefore, we have to go back to more natural living, natural of life, the way nature intended for the things to be, and create pure communities based on the Word of God, sacrifice for these communities, and surrender and submit to the will of God for us in these communities, expand our mind to become universalists and include the whole universe as our home, and God as our father and mother, and therefore free ourselves from all the narrowness of the mind and from all the dogmas and the ideas that make us very small in thinking and not including the whole universe in our approach. And this is the kind of human we are creating, universal humans, people who are created with a universal outlook. You know, they no longer consider themselves from a nation, from a group, from a gender, from a religion, but they are from God. God comes through them. And they belong to God, and God is everything, and God is the universe, and therefore they free themselves from all the destructive tendencies that now humanity is so deeply engrossed in. And they are indeed all the great leaders of humanity and the future which is coming to them. And they are called for this task, and their approach is not but by violence, but it's with education, with their example, with their purity and beauty that they can manifest to humanity, and eventually other people say, well, we want to be like that. We want to expand our mind. We do not want to be belong to any specific part of this universe. We really want to know God. And to know God means to be expanded and recognizing that there is no separation between any part of the universe from any other part. The moment we create that separation, we disconnect ourselves from God and Spirit. The moment we do not follow eternal divine path and the expansion of this teaching, we will not be with God and we will fall. There's no doubt about that. And we will bring destruction and suffering for ourselves and others, and peace will not come. So that is the idea, to create such a people, that they will follow eternal divine path. They see the word of God and the way of God, not their way, not their will, but expansion, going away from attachments and wants and desires and feeling sorry for ourselves because we do not have the toys that we had before, but we have freed ourselves from all those things that narrow the mind and take us away from God and unity, and we will become an example for humanity. Indeed, we will become great. The more we manifest the eternal divine path, the greater you will become. It's not a claim that I am an elect. It is a manifestation. It is a way of showing other people, indeed, you meditate, you awaken your spiritual forces, you know thyself, and you know you and God are one. You do work for creation of the communities of light and environment that everybody can meditate and awaken their spiritual forces, therefore become an elect. You do sacrifice for the communities of light and are willing to give of yourself and not being self-centered. You do know the will of God. The will of God in general is the eternal divine path, this revelation, this godly message. That is the will of God in a general. Now, how I fall into this umbrella, in this general will of God, then it becomes what is the will of God for me in this overall will of God. And as you find it more and more, and you surrender and submit to it, you will not create any karma. Because when you let God come through you, and God really is coming through you and does an action, there is no reaction. Because it is godly, it's pure. Therefore, you will not create karma, and the more you recognize the will of God and surrender and submit to it, the more of the karma you have will go away. Because who left in you? The only thing left in you is God, and God doesn't have karma. And therefore, that is another way of the destruction of karma and burning it up, by recognizing that God is the doer, not me, and follow the eternal divine path. Because by the expansion of the mind, you become a universalist. You absolutely refuse to narrow yourself to any part of this world or separate any part from any other, and you teach other people also not to. So more and more people will become pacified of anger, of their emotion and destructive tendencies that this kind of the narrowness of the mind brings, and therefore they will not kill another person because he or she is not from their part that is separated from the others, and we can bring the peace between all humanity if we can create more people think like that, become universalists, realize that they do not belong to any nation, any gender. They have been born many times in many nations, in many parts of the world. Which one are they from? These teachings are healing power. These teachings is anti-ego. It's not anti-Christ, it's anti-ego, and of course it has so much truth that those who have ego, they can't stand it, because their ego doesn't want to accept and expand itself. That's why they sometimes come to our room and they try to change our mind, but they see the truth so clearly that the only way they can react to it become emotional, become not very nice way to be. So This is the truth that we have to recognize in a deeper level and meditate on them and recognize and realize that indeed we have been called for a great mission, for a great revelation of God. The truth in this revelation and to humanity is so great that if you see it, you see that indeed it cannot be from anybody or anywhere else but God. And it's based on what God said it's going to send. And the only way to know God's way and His will and what was He doing is this revelation. No other religion or revelation before it had the whole picture. Not only it has great truth, it also revealed the whole picture of what God was doing and how He sent all these revelation and messengers and prophets and religions to humanity. And now we can clearly say, yes, it makes sense. It does show what God's been doing, and therefore I have a great grip of the reality and truth of God, and therefore I can free myself from all this religiosity and dogmas and separation. You indeed will become great. We will end this session. Again, this room, for those who have been here for the first time, is a room that asks you to go to our website, come to our rooms during the week, the room called Our Religions Are Unified. Talk to people there, become familiar with our teachings. And then if still you have any questions left, come to this room. And this room is for asking your questions and receiving answers that might help you to deeper understanding of this great revelation of God for the whole humanity. Be good, be with God. And remember these teachings in a greater degree in your spirit and soul, and become familiar with the teaching and become one, and come follow eternal divine path, join the mission and go behind it and push it to its fulfillment. Salam everybody.